Today I want to talk about Mark chapter 13, and I'm going to start reading in verse number 24. The Bible reads, "But in those days after that tribulation, the sun shall be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars of heaven shall fall, and the powers that are in heaven shall be shaken. And then shall they see the Son of Man coming in the clouds with great power and glory. And then shall he send his angels, and shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from the uttermost part of the earth to the uttermost part of heaven." So this is a passage that clearly tells us that the rapture takes place after the tribulation, because he says, after the tribulation, the Son of Man, Jesus Christ, will come in the clouds, and that he will gather his elect from the uttermost part of the earth to the uttermost part of heaven. And if we compare this with Matthew 24, we also know that there's going to be a trumpet sounding at this time, because it's the exact same parallel passage. So it's not hard to see that this is the rapture in Mark 13. But what I've heard my whole life, whenever I tried to show people this passage in Mark 13 or the passage in Matthew 24, is, well, that's talking to the Jews. You're not differentiating the church from Israel. That's talking to the Jews. And it's almost as if Jesus Christ knew that people would try to preach that false doctrine, that this is only talking to the Jews. So he put in this little verse at the very end of Mark 13. The last verse in Mark 13 says this, "And what I say unto you, I say unto all, watch." It's almost as if Jesus Christ knew that people, and of course he did, we know that he did know. And so I believe that he put this here so that we could disprove this lying teaching that says, well, Mark 13 is only talking to the Jews. He says, okay, well, I'll throw a verse on the end of the chapter that just flat out says, "What I say unto you, I say unto all, watch." And so what I want to say to these that believe in a pre-trib rapture that say that Mark 13 is not talking to us, but that it's rather talking to the Jews, what part of all don't you understand when he says, "And what I say unto you, I say unto all, watch"?